Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Big Al Mac, how has the gym been going?
I'm going today. No, yeah. I had stuff to do yesterday and Monday, so I'm going today.
Yeah.
Going today. In fact, I was walking into work this morning, and I was saying to myself, man, I'm tired. And then I said, I need to go to the gym to get my energy up, which I know we kind of talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
The more
nice.
You work out, maybe you get more energy. So
for sure.
I am definitely, definitely going today.
That's been your goal here for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
To get
yeah.
your butt in the gym. My man. You get.
How about you?
What about me?
Working out?
Yeah.
Okay, just work.
Look at him.
What do you mean, look at him?
Of course you've been working out.
Yeah,
sometimes I feel like JC automatically took.
People remember that don't this work is Be out. Kind Day.
Be Kind Day.
Yeah, people I feel like do that to insult. They'll be like, so do you exercise?
Were you guys there when that happened to me? Or me and a...
Yes. I
a very
that.
Important person in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was there for that.
I don't exactly remember what he said, but it was one of those...
It was like, are you into fitness? Like, do you exercise?
Have you ever exercised?
I think a lot of times people just don't know what to say, and it just all comes out wrong.
Yeah, you might be right.
I was like, oh, I've been trying.
We're good. You hang in there, JC.
Thanks, Al.
Who was that important person?
A very important person.
Mm-hmm. Who? In radio?
Kev.
Who's Kevin?
Kev.
Like the big boss that looks
yeah.
like Troy Aikman to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well, he was just...
And he looks, and then this guy looks all good. He's all good in shape and stuff.
He looks like Troy Aikman. You know
so I'm like, dang,
like
man. I was trying to get to your level, bro, but I'm not even close. Love that guy. Cool voice, too. That guy's got everything. He's got
right?
that cool jawline. He's got the hair.
Cool job.
Great tan.
The great tan.
Looks good in a suit.
His suits are always on point.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be him when I grow up.
He probably sucks at something.
I don't think he does, Al.
Bowling.
No, I guarantee you he can make that ball curve and everything. Have you ever curved the ball at bowling?
No.
I can't either.
No, can't do that.
I think I would pop my elbow. All right, it's time to do it. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. We got our love expert in the building. Her name is Kelly Raspberry. And we do a segment called...
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Why, yes, I am.
I have been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years now. We have a very good relationship. In fact, people always tell us that we are relationship goals.
Hashtag.
Recently, it's been brought to my attention that one of his best friends constantly makes fun of me behind my boyfriend's back. My boyfriend confronted him about it, and he completely denied it. I know it in my bones that his friend has said these things, just as everyone has told me. He's the type of person who doesn't like anyone who takes up time in my boyfriend's life besides him. I've also never heard him say a nice thing about anyone else. Well, my boyfriend says if he can't prove that it's true, then there isn't much he can do to act on it, so he continues hanging out with him, and they text each other all the time. What do? I feel like my feelings are being disregarded, and I'm truly hurt that my boyfriend doesn't seem to have my back on this. I know that he knows this is exactly something his immature friend would do, and he's just in denial. P.S. We are all 28 years old, and the things he allegedly said are really awful, Anna.
I'm sure they are, Anna.
But still, allegedly.
Yeah, if the guy said he didn't do it, maybe that was enough to just kind of make him check himself and not do it anymore. What is your goal? He has to cut out his friend to make you happy? I don't understand what your end goal is. You need to decide what your end goal is because you're going to nag your boyfriend to the point where he's just going to be like so annoyed by you. He wants to be with his buddy. He already confronted him once.
Yeah.
In his mind, he's like,
he said he didn't do it.
Sweetie, what else you want me to do?
Right.
I asked him about it. He said he didn't do it. What do you want me to do? Call him a liar? You want me every time you just stop hanging out with him? He's not going to cut out his buddy unless his buddy is truly obnoxious and he'll eventually grow to be sick of that behavior.
Right.
But you've said your piece. You need to stop it. That's my advice.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right.
He's already said, I already went to my buddy about it. He said he's not doing it. What more do you want, Anna?
You want him to push
what
on it?
What do you want?
Yeah,
what is your end game here, Anna?
Fist fight or something?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that what you wanted?
Arm wrestling.
I mean, I get it. You
arm
want your man to stick
good.
Up for you, but okay. I get it.
He stuck
I get
up.
It. It hurts
he
your feelings.
Him. Yeah, he did. To an extent.
So I mean, why don't you kill this boyfriend with kindness? Just be that, try that. Try that reverse psychology thing.
Yeah.
Include him and stuff. Hey, why don't we have everybody over to the house to watch the opening night of football? And
opening night of football.
Or whatever.
Right around the corner.
Tomorrow we got a football game.
Oh! Invite the guys over. Be that great girlfriend.
What game?
The Hall of Fame game.
Plus, it's interesting because he's not saying the things to the boyfriends. He's saying things to everybody behind her back who are going back to the girlfriend and telling her.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of juvenile behavior.
That's the thing. Be above it.
Just
be above it. He does it not just to you. I'm sure he talks trash about everyone.
So are these people that are in Anna's ear saying, Bobby said this about you. Bobby, are you standing up for me? How about Anna?
Yeah, why don't you guys say something?
Saying something? Because he's not saying this to my boyfriend.
You talked that one out, Kelly Raz.
Right. Who's in your ear?
Yeah, you should be like...
He's not talking bad about you to your boyfriend.
It's to other people.
So that would be a bigger issue.
Why don't you stand up?
I think that'd be saying stuff behind your back that the other people are coming gossiping to you about.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is all juvenile.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, back
just
that
be above it.
But yeah, tell your friends. Say, well, what are you saying to defend me? You got something to say?
There you go.
Because he's denying it.
About them apples.
All right. We worked through that one.
Well played, Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a married 23-year-old woman with two beautiful children.
Wow, you started early.
Uh-huh. Wow. My husband is a wonderful partner and an even better father. We met in high school. We've been together for 5 magical years. The problem, at night... I find myself still dreaming about my first love at least 3 times a week.
See, I'm literally dreaming or thinking about
him. Probably thinking about him is what I think. I met him in junior high, and we dated for about 1.5 years when we were 15 years old. I know it's a young age, but I truly loved him, and he loved me. My mother ended up breaking us up because she thought we were moving too fast. Maybe we were. Regardless.
Your mama might have had a point. You're already married with 2 kids at 23. I mean, you go deep quick, it seems like. You know what I mean?
Regardless, my heart was shattered into 1 million tiny pieces. We thought about rekindling our love in high school, but we had already been through so much that it was too late for that. Fast forward 8 years later, I find myself still wondering, am I in love with him still?
Over a junior high crush.
Or if I just needed closure to finally move on completely with my life. I want to tell him how I feel, Kelly.
Yes.
But I'm afraid he's going to blow me off. And once again, I'll be heartbroken. Please help me.
Yeah.
What do I do, Heather?
Heather, I want you to go on Facebook and I want you to find him. And I want you to privately message him and tell him how you feel. That's what I want you to do. Because this is going to have a very happy ending no matter what he says. That's what I want you to do.
Oh, sarcastic,
Kelly. I concur.
I want you to go and message him because he's going to either say, you need to go be with your husband and quit acting like a fool because you're going to wreck your marriage. That's one possible scenario.
Or
he'll say, I still feel the same way.
Uh-huh.
Leave your husband and destroy your family life and come be with me.
Right.
Those are the 2 possible outcomes.
Right.
Complete humiliation or destroying a family. So pick one.
Or just throw it out there and let him pick, you know, one or the other.
You're obsessing over someone you had feelings for at 14? Are you serious?
You probably didn't have boobies yet.
Love is love, Kelly. Yeah.
And this is why not everybody is young and immature at 23. But this is why you had no business getting married and then making babies so young, because you have not fully developed as a human being yet.
Oh, dang.
You're still wondering about the possibilities. You're not sure. You were too young to make this decision, but you've made the bed now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. There are a lot of people who are listening right now yelling, I got married at 18, and I've been married for 40 years. Well, great. That's wonderful. I'm talking to this person who is fantasizing about a kid from 7th grade.
Ooh, got a squeaky voice.
She ain't got no business being married. Well, but she is married with 2 kids at 23.
To a guy. And
who's
let's
wonderful.
Be honest, as guys... At 23,
father.
A lot of dudes would not be as good as this guy is.
But I wonder, JC, I wonder. So, should I reach out to him? Yes.
Read the first two lines again, JC.
I'm married, 23-year-old woman with 2 beautiful children. My husband is a wonderful partner and an even better father.
Okay, boom.
Women spend their entire lives searching for this man.
She has no idea what this 14-year-old boy has grown up to become. He could have a felony on his record.
Maybe.
He could be we don't know. Or he could be great.
But
you've got a great situation.
Uh-huh.
What the hell are you thinking? And I don't use hell lightly.
You don't.
No, you don't.
I never use that.
You only bust that out when it needs to be busted out.
This is ridiculous.
So private message him on Facebook.
And
direct message.
Yes, oh, definitely. Yes. I highly encourage that.
Right.
I highly encourage you reaching out. what harm could come from that.
And go behind your husband's back, right?
Absolutely.
Right,
if he ever finds out, he will not care.
Yeah. He won't care at all. He won't be heartbroken or anything.
He won't care.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Fantasizing about a 14-year-old boy from your past. I can't get past that.
No.
I just can't get past that. I get it. When you're in 7th, 8th grade, that love is very real to you at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you realize later in life that wasn't a mature love. But see, she's never experienced mature love because she's not matured yet.
Right.
Mm.
There it is.
Mm. From the text.
I mean, you wrote her, Heather. That's why. You're right, Kelly, you're going to get the real answers right there.
All right, let's move on because I don't want to be. This is what day is today?
Wednesday?
No, it's genuine.
Pump day!
No, what are you supposed to be?
You know what? It's
altruism day. Be kind day.
Be kind.
So,
I'm sorry.
Moving on.
So, moving on. All right.
Love letters. Letters to Kelly.
You're the love expert.
I am.
I have a friend who's getting married soon and has asked me to be a bridesmaid. We've been friends for almost 8 years. I've seen the bad and the ugly, not much good of this 7-year relationship that she's been in. They have a 1-year-old. Not long after having a baby, they found out that he, yet again, had cheated, but this girl was pregnant with his baby.
Oh.
My friend has been on a roller coaster, stuck by his side for so-called love, and is now marrying this guy. I can hear sounds of doubt in her words. I accepted to be a bridesmaid knowing I didn't agree with the situation. I'm typically the ultimate bridesmaid. You need me, I'm there with no questions asked. I'm the type of person that if I stand by your side, that I fully support the decision that you are making and I'm extremely happy for you. But in this case, I'm not. How should I approach the situation of not wanting to be a part of this wedding without ruining her moment and or our friendship? Brooke.
Well, you can either suck it up and say, I'm here for you no matter what. I support you because you are my friend, and I'm going to do my best to support the decisions you make. Or you can say, my heart is breaking for you. I don't feel like, just exactly what you just said to me, that I have a hard time being happy for you when I know what's been going on. So, I mean, there's an honest conversation. Me, ultimately, I would still stand up for my friend.
Be there for them.
She's made babies with this guy. I'm sure you've had many chances to intervene and interject your opinion over the years, and here we are. So, she's going in. She's entering this marriage knowing. But women don't have value in themselves anymore, and they settle for such crap that it's sickening. And she's put up with it now, 2 babies. So...
Not just one.
As her friend, you could express to her, but then you can, paint a happy face on and say, I support you and I'm going to do my best to encourage you. But,
The best advice Kelly's, and she's said it a bunch and I've used it, is when you say with a friend like that, you tell him once. You tell him
once.
And I've lost a friend recently over it. You tell him once, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like that you're dating this person. He's not good for you. He's bad for you. And then you tell them once and you kind of just see where it goes. You just got to let it go because people are going to do what they want
to
do.
They have to learn. I can't tell how many people, I've expressed my opinion. They do it anyway. They come back. Should have listened to you. I know.
Yeah.
But you've already, like Jenna reiterating, you say your piece, but you've had opportunity after opportunity and you've been her friend this whole time.
Yeah.
You stuck with her as she was dating this cheater. But now that she's going to marry him, you're going to back out. I'm cool with you. If you don't want to be in the wedding, absolutely fine with
Understandable.
Me.
Understandable.
But
that's going to end the friendship for a while.
You should be there.
But be there for her. You don't have to be there for him.
And when it does happen, what you called happens, and it doesn't, be there from them.
She knows what she's getting into.
Lend them your shoulder. You'll be there.
She knows what she's getting into. Yeah. It's just a shame that women put up with this stuff. It just breaks my heart.
I know.
They settle.
They hope that the guy will change.
Yeah.
The guy lies through his teeth, and you believe it. Yeah. And here we go again.
Right.
Anyway.
Got one more?
Yep.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 2.5 years. Things have been great, but getting right into it. I'm an introvert. I make an effort to hang out with his group of friends because I know that's important to him. But whenever I ask him to hang out with my friends, he usually says no or bails. So lately, I've been hanging out with my old coworkers, and I've been trying to get him to meet them when we go out for happy hour, but he always says no.
Ooh.
So I've been staying out later, which he said was fine, because I'm a homebody, so he likes that I've been going out more.
This past weekend, I stayed out a lot later than usual and ended up staying the night at my female coworker's house because I was too drunk and I couldn't drive home.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't text him and didn't answer his calls because my phone was dead.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
He scolded me, telling me I made him worry. So now he wants me to share my location with him on my phone at all times in case this happens again so he'll know where I'm at. This is not like him at all, so at first I was thinking, okay, that's fair, because what if I was in a bad situation? I know I'm in the wrong for going out and my phone dying, but I feel like I'll be on a leash if he wants my location, just so he can take me home for not responding at a certain time. Mm. We don't live with each other. He even went as far as contacting my brother, asking about my whereabouts, which made my brother mad at me also for not answering him. Am I overreacting about sharing my location? What would you do, Courtney?
Well, I mean, Courtney, you messed up.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that he was that worried about you shows how much he really cares. You're not married. You don't have to do this. But if you have nothing to hide, I'm one of those people like, I have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, you don't like feel like you're being parented. I get that. But you really screwed up. You made somebody worry. You act, you know, that was a bad move.
You've never given him a reason to worry in the past.
I know.
I think he was just thinking something bad happened to her. I don't think he was thinking she cheated on him.
Maybe he did. But, you know.
Well, when you don't know, your mind just wanders.
It goes
everywhere. Yeah.
I don't know about having the GPS on you, basically, how I feel about that.
Well,
you can
too
put
much.
That little thing on your iPhone.
It'd be different if you were married and you got caught cheating and you need to earn the trust back. That I get. This is kind of a...
I don't know which one. Maybe just do it when you go out at night with your friend so he knows you're okay and not all the time. Don't turn it on all the time, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. How about have the Find My Phone feature on all the time?
Location. Turn off like a couple of hours or whatever.
Yeah, there's not a right or wrong answer on this one.
It's kind of like, it seems like a control move.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people listening who probably work with abused women ultimately say, that's a control move. But they've been dating for 2 years, you said, and this is the first sign. I mean, I don't know. She scared him really bad.
Yeah.
Maybe he's overreacting.
It's a baby red flag, though.
I don't like it. Not that I have anything to hide.
And it's not going to happen again, probably. You've never done this before. It was your first time doing that.
I don't have anything to hide, but I still think everyone should have, even in a close
some
marriage
freedom,
or relationship.
Liberty,
like, I don't...
Keeping tabs isn't cool like that.
Right. It's too much.
I trust my husband completely, and he has no reason to not trust me, but I don't think I'd like it if he'd want that app on me.
I've been with my wife since college, and I don't track her. I mean, if I need to find her and she's not home, I'll just go to Target. She's typically there.
Yeah, but you know, our boss man George has some sort of app that he knows where his family is at all times.
His kids. That's fine.
That's different.
They can all see.
That's a safety issue.
Oh, you better believe my kids are going to have that on their phones when they get one.
Yeah, right.
I'm kind of torn on that one. You messed up. You got some apologizing to do, but I don't know if I'd go so far to allow the GPS.
Right. A little too intrusive.
Yeah.
Maybe just on a night out, and then you show them that you're back to normal, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays, and look at that. She saw, like...
I had to talk some things through today.
You did.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's the point. That's why you're the love expert, Kelly. You're the love expert. Coming up next, any fig fans? Do you guys eat figs?
I love some figs.
You like...
Fig Newtons are the bomb.
Oh, for real? Oh, well, you probably won't ever eat one again, because I definitely am not after I tell you what I found out.
What?
Yep, BuzzFeed ruined it for me.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we have something awesome for you, Kid Nation.
What?
AMC's Better Call Saul is returning Monday at 9, 8 Central. And we want to send you to an exclusive Better Call Saul party on location in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be hooking you up with airfare, hotel, and also passes to a private Better Call Saul party in Albuquerque. You'll also get to visit iconic Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad filming locations.
Okay, so all you got to do is text the word Saul, that's S-A-U-L, to 31996 for a chance to win. Now, side note, one entry per person must be done by 11:59 p.m. on Monday night.
Again, Saul, S-A-U-L. That text number is 31996. And don't miss the premiere of what NPR calls the best drama series on TV.
Whoa.
NPR.
Yeah, NPR knows. They know what they're talking about. Better Call Saul returns Monday, 9, 8 Central, only on AMC.
Got it.
Awesomeness. I love BuzzFeed, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they drop some knowledge on me.
I'm worried about what you're about to drop on us.
Yeah. I love the ones where the random facts, because I feel like it's entertaining and I'm learning at the same time.
Okay.
And so one of the writers, Crystal, wrote one that said 27 random food facts that will blank with everything you know. And so I'm like, I want to know if it'll blank with everything I know. So mm-hmm. I went on there. And some of them were interesting, like Mountain Dew, mostly made out of orange juice. I didn't know that. That was pretty interesting to me.
Right.
Also, apparently you could turn peanut butter into diamonds. And then they tag you to the article where you can go. I didn't read it because it was way too long and scientific, but you can turn peanut butter.
We can be turned into diamonds, right?
Into diamonds, yeah. I guess we all can.
Yeah.
I found out that the largest wholesale purchaser of kale before it became a craze was Pizza Hut. Because they used to just garnish everything, you know, their little salad bar with those. They didn't feed you with it. They just used it to make it look good. Yeah. Things like that.
Okay, get to the stuff.
And then
the disturbing stuff.
I came across the fig.
The fig.
Yeah. The fig news. Which made me
a fig.
Figs are good. They're a great snack. I think they're really healthy from what I've gathered.
My grandmother had a fig tree in her backyard.
Right. Kind of mushy, gross.
Is it in the date family?
Yeah, I think so.
I would think so.
I'll go with that.
So are you about to lay some
very sticky
fig bit news on us?
I don't typically snack on them other than in a Newton.
Right. But
wrapped
that's still
in
figs.
That delicious, soft
fig. So good.
What is that?
And do you ever wonder what that crunchiness is?
The seeds in the fig.
I would think.
Is it maybe? Because
the
after I read this, I'm like, huh.
They don't tell me it's bugs.
When you eat figs,
uh-huh.
Technically Kelly Raspberry and Jenna Owens, big fans of the fig.
I eat a lot of figs.
You're also eating wasps.
Wasps?
I'm okay with that.
Wasps? Aren't those the scariest things you've ever seen in your life?
I mean,
in my life?
Wasps are really scary.
I'm not a fan of a wasp.
They got the hard shell.
Why
they look angry.
Wasps? Because they live in there or they've been pollinating or what?
That's what it is. Figs are pollinated by female wasps. Then they lose their wings in the process of pollination. The wasp has no way to get out of the fig, so they die inside. And then the fig's enzymes are like, yo, you become part of us.
They absorb the wasp.
Yeah. So we're eating wasps.
We put manure on our vegetables in our gardens.
But we wash the vegetables.
I guarantee you there's probably bugs in a lot more stuff that we
eat. Well, yeah, there's an acceptable amount that I believe the FDA allows.
Yeah, I eat so much peanut butter, and I've heard there's lots of stuff in that.
You just can't think about it, Jason.
It's just, I can now. I can't do it. I hate bees and wasps.
Well, I don't think eliminating figs from your diet is going to be a huge impact.
How many figs have you eaten in the last year?
In the last year?
Yeah.
I have figs in my pantry right now.
You have figs. Okay. You eat them. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You eat them all the time.
All the time. I'll walk in there and I'll grab one as a snack.
Yeah.
Because it's a good snack to grab.
Figgy snack.
I don't feel as guilty as I do when I eat a cookie or some goldfish.
Wasps are protein.
Yeah.
And it might help with your allergies.
I used to shop at Figgly Wiggly.
What's
all
that?
Right.
That's
you have to be familiar
with
Piggly Wiggly.
Oh.
You have to be familiar.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, ow. That's all right. I got it.
Thank you, Kel.
Yeah.
As long as you're here, I'm all right. Yeah. I'm golden.
That one was hard to figure out. I did that joke right there. And I got something for you.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Man, this guy shouldn't have to change his name, but at this point, he probably should. Because there's this 34-year-old father of two named Jimmy Williams. He lives out there in California.
So Jimmy up to?
In Victorville, about 80 miles northeast of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He happens to share the same name as another Jimmy Williams in the area. But that other Jimmy, he can't stop breaking the law. So the good Jimmy has been arrested or detained at least 4 times in the last 12 years. Always for really bad stuff. And the bad stuff that Jimmy did. Once in 2006, again in 2009, third time last month, and the fourth time this past Friday on a felony warrant.
Wow.
So the cops.
I think I dated him.
No. The cops keep making the same mistake because both Jimmy spell the name the same way, J-I-M-M-I-E. And also, they have the same exact birthday.
Oh, well, there you go. Therein lies the confusion.
Yeah.
Normally, the good Jimmy's like, no, it's not me, and they figure it out eventually.
Get some kind of certificate that says I'm the other Jimmy, the good Jimmy.
But good Jimmy finally had enough because the cop showed up at his door he was trying to explain what was happening, but they would not listen. And ends up, Jimmy resisted a little bit of an arrest.
Oh, so now both Jimmys are bad.
Yeah, they were trying to cuff him, and he's resisting because he's not the bad Jimmy. So he ended up getting arrested. Never been arrested before. Now he's facing his own felony charge on obstruction. Uh-huh. And he had to post $2,500 just to get out of jail. And it's going on his record. Poor Jimmy.
Yes, and now he's going to show up with all the other records, too.
Yeah.
You're just going to think it's...
Now that, yeah, maybe that one they could pass on to the bad Jimmy. And how about this one?
All right.
In India, cops were passing out roses to good drivers.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
This guy was obeying the law, and he received a rose from one of the police officers. And then he went home. But when he got home, his wife did not believe he got the flower from a cop.
Man. Dude, just we don't have a chance.
Yeah, honey, I've got a girlfriend, yeah. And I'm so stupid. I brought home the flower to taunt you.
Yeah, right.
I can see. Oh my god,
it sort of sounds like it could be made up, but come on, like the guy would be that dumb to walk
happened?
In. So they got in a massive fight.
Of course they did.
Huge fight. She's screaming. She's throwing things. You're cheating on me. You're the worst.
Oh my gosh.
He had to go to the police station. Have him track down a photo they took of the cop giving him the rose. Luckily, that was good enough for his wife, but only this time, she says.
Oh my God.
He should have just told her he was on The Bachelorette or something. And
you hear
a
how people live. It's crazy.
Poor guy. It's like the, what's that, insurance commercial?
Yeah, what's she wearing?
Mayhem?
Oh. No.
Geico.
Yeah, well,
Geico.
Oh, right.
She sounds disgusting. Yeah, well, she's a he, so.
Yeah. Khakis? What's he wearing?
Oh.
Khakis?
That's
Farmers?
We
right.
are farmers.
No, it's Jake from State Farm.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Because yeah. there were a lot of people that dressed up like Jake from State Farm.
It's funny how we remember commercials and not
the product.
Not the product.
But I remember the commercial for sure. That's your tidbit for today right there. Maybe we'll have a little bit later. But coming up next, we want to get into Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation.
You can have whatever you like.
Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And this is your chance to bring up whatever you would like to bring up. Any questions you may have. You know, if you have a question for Kelly, you can ask her. For Big Al Mack, you can go ahead and ask my boy Big Al. Or maybe even Jenna Owens. You can ask her any questions.
Or JC.
Yeah. Or me. If you have any stories we haven't gotten to. And you think it's really interesting. We'd love to hear those as well. We'll do Whatever Wednesday next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We want to show our appreciation for the men and women serving in the military. So, go to KidNation.com. Tell us about their stories of service. Nominate that hero you know that's making the community better. And those heroes are going to be honored daily and enjoy great prizes. And it's brought to you by Wonder Bread, who happens to be a proud supporter of the USO. Big Al Mack, do you have today's hero?
I do. Today's hero is Tracy Richbird Roberson. Her husband, her proud husband, Michael, writes, Tracy is a disabled Army veteran. She owns a company called Savannah Sauce Company.
Yum.
I love Savannah. Since its creation, a portion of all profits have been used in some way or another to help other veterans in the local community. Her latest efforts involve helping the local homeless authority with funding their tiny home community for homeless veterans. A cookbook called The Tiny Homes for Big Heroes Cookbook was also created to help raise money and awareness to the homelessness issue and to help build some tiny homes. She is truly a hardworking and honorable veterapreneur. Way to go, Tracy. Yeah, Tracy Richbird Roberson.
And if you want to get that cookbook, again, it's called Tiny Homes for Big Heroes Cookbook. And help out right there. Well done, Tracy.
All right.
Doing a lot of good stuff. Again, go to KidNation.com. Let us know about the hero you know. And right now, let's get to Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. That's right. You can talk about whatever you want, but only if you text us or give us a call. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, and I saw this story. Did you guys hear about teenagers doing that boiling water challenge?
Oh, my God.
I am so glad. See, this is why we do Whatever Wednesday, because I was going to bring it up yesterday, and I totally forgot, Kid Nation.
Oh, my gosh.
And you brought it back.
Oh, this poor kid.
Yeah, so apparently it's like the the new craze. You're supposed to boil that water and then pour it on yourself or pour it on your buddies. Exactly. Why? There's no rhyme or reason for it.
Water and poured it. You've got the story, JC.
I don't have it in front of me because I got rid of it yesterday.
This kid, he couldn't have been more than 15, 16 years old. He's sleeping.
And
his
voice.
This friend pours scalding water. Kelly, I can't even speak.
And videoing it, of course,
you have to.
So funny.
Yeah.
And the kid said he of course, immediately woke up and his skin is falling off of him. And they showed him his mom. He's bandaged up. And I'm like, oh my, when did that seem like a good idea?
Luckily for the boy, he did not suffer third degree burns. He did suffer a little bit, but they think the pigmentation is going to come back in his skin, so he should be able to recover it.
Just sick to hear that.
But there are kids.
I want to press charges against my own friends.
Right.
Absolutely.
There are kids trying this.
Extent of the law.
And there's people doing it on themselves. They'll boil it on a grill and then they just pour it. Just don't do that, please.
Yeah.
Don't do the boiling hot water challenge. Is not a challenge to do.
Are people getting stupider?
I think so.
Yes.
I'm going to use that word.
Anything to be famous on the internet. At what cost?
It's like those Tide Pod challenges. Don't do that.
That's way over.
That cold challenge, that was cool. Because you were doing it for Alzheimer's and also...
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. The 22 kilo challenge where you're doing 22 push-ups a day.
Yeah.
That's fine. In fact, that's great because you're doing a little exercise. That's a great challenge.
Whatever happened to planking?
Plank is cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, what happened to planking?
What the T-bowing?
I mean, it was pretty dumb, but...
Something very harmless.
Yeah.
T-bowing.
All right, kids. So if your buddy comes up or your friends come up and say, hey, let's try the hot boiling challenge today. Now you heard it here. Don't do it. You will be burned. You will end up at the hospital. Please don't.
No.
So painful to recover. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for bringing that up. I'm glad we threw that out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we saved somebody from doing
it. We need that public service.
Yeah, we do. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, I'm so glad that I made it through. I've been listening to you guys for years. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
So what do you want to talk about for Whatever Wednesday?
So me and my boyfriend have been together for coming on 7 years now. And he recently just accepted a job and he had to go out of state for training until Christmas. So we've been apart for almost a year. And he had a different job before that. And this is the first year that we have ever spent apart for the holidays and birthdays and our anniversary. So I really wanted to do something special for him, but here's the kicker. Money is an issue because we're trying to save up to fly him back home for Christmas, although it's not guaranteed.
Ooh, what can
you
do?
Wait, so you want to do something to celebrate all of these occasions?
Yeah, something special because I'm on a show and I'm really proud of him. This is his dream job that he finally got. It took him years to get it, so I just want to show him how much I appreciate him. But we've kind of made this pact that we're not going to spend a whole lot of money on each other so that I can save up to come home at Christmas. So I don't know what to do.
What should you do?
That's a good one. Kelly, you're normally good on stuff like
this. Yeah, you're a good gift giver.
I go to the Dollar Tree. See what they got going on.
How far away is he again?
I'm here in Texas and he's in California.
Okay. I don't know if you're able to do this, but would you be down to surprise him? Maybe take a road trip and drive out there? It'll be a little bit cheaper than a flight, maybe, but it's like a 20-hour drive.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to because we do have a daughter and she's here with me.
Oh, okay. You got a little girl.
Don't really, yeah.
Interesting.
Have a party at the house and FaceTime it?
Yeah, why don't you have like a Christmas?
Yeah, I've always thought it was really cool. I was
like,
thinking
do
about
Christmas since you can't do Christmas together, right?
Yeah, do all the holidays.
We don't know.
Well.
Okay. We don't know. It's kind of up in the air. He put in for it, but he's not guaranteed to get it.
Yeah, right.
It could potentially be the first.
I don't know.
Everything we spend apart. Yeah.
Well, what might be kind of fun is to stage. How long do you think you'll? Okay, like for every holiday you're gonna miss, you can say like, okay,
yeah,
change all the decor. Now we're gonna celebrate Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah,
now we're gonna celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Change all the decor. You can get all that stuff at the Dollar.
Every holiday
crammed into and make it like a real fun, silly,
like a
different
party.
Sections. Yeah, I like that idea. Maybe that, Rachel.
That actually sounds like a really good idea.
Kelly would do it.
Where
we're
going to
be going back home.
There you go.
Way to go, Kelly. You
do that, Rachel.
You saved her.
Kelly.
Think about that. I don't know why I was thinking about that the day. Like a family separated for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
that when you do get together once a year, you celebrate, like, maybe, like I said, like every holiday you miss, you,
like that
you
idea.
Stage it.
Those right. stages.
And it'd be kind of fun and silly.
It
and
would.
Then you have maybe one big combined birthday party for everybody that's birthday, yeah. and we have a big birthday cake, and then we...
That is kind of cool.
That's actually really genius. Yeah. Rachel, thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day, and congratulations to your man getting that job right there. Question for Big Al and JC mm-hmm. from the text. Are you guys still in the Slingshot Club, even though y'all don't own a slingshot? I dropped from it on the Facebook. Alan added me. I had to drop.
I think I am. I haven't dropped it.
These guys
I don't think I've ever dropped anything on any social media.
I had to drop it because these guys were talking about which keychain to buy. Like, what?
What, that didn't interest you?
No.
I think I'm still in it, but for no good reason.
Yeah. I was like, nah, man.
I'm not, I don't see buying a slingshot
JC
anytime.
JC and Al drove a slingshot, and I think they were a little scared.
Not scared. I just, yeah, it's scared. On the freeway, it was scary.
It is
it's
a little
scary.
Bit, because we drove in it the other day, coming up the highway. And it's a little scary when those big cars are flying by.
Exposed is what I
feel.
You feel
very exposed. You have to wear sunglasses because a rock could fly uh-huh. up or something. And it's very much like being on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's...
And the whole time I'm thinking, when a car passed me by, something's going to fly off that car and hit me in the face. That's what I'm thinking the whole time.
Yeah.
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 No.
Yeah, and I just think about how, the way... There's such a small, limited amount of time that you can use a slingshot. Like, if you're going to buy a whole bunch of stuff, you can't. You can't take that car because it's not secure.
It's a cruising
thing.
It's a fun thing to do. And it's not very... This is coming from the guy that loves
you look at
cars.
It as a motorcycle. Basically.
Yeah,
a two-seater.
It's just not very practical.
Yeah,
for
maybe,
me.
Maybe for like a hot date real quick down the street, go to a picnic, but...
Yeah.
It definitely, yeah.
Love it, but...
No, they're not meant to be practical. No,
right.
Oh, this is an interesting story. We just talked about that guy that keeps getting arrested because he shares a name.
Okay.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
So you have been arrested, huh?
Yeah, so when I was 19, I had never been in trouble before, and I was speeding, and I got pulled over, and the officer, you know, took my license and all that, and he goes back to the car, and then he comes back, and he's like, ma'am, you're not to step out of the car, and I was like, what? And they ended up arresting me because there was another Alexis in Austin, and she had a felony warrant out, and we shared the same birthday and the same spelling of our name, which is awkward because I have two S's, and our social security numbers, come to find out 2 days later after being in jail, were only that one number off.
Whoa!
That's deep.
Yeah.
Now, when they arrest you mistakenly, do they give you some money to make up for what happened? Or
No. Now, they did feel sorry for me, so they didn't put me back with, like, all the scary people. They let me, like, hang out in the front area in the chair. But it was so terrifying. And then at night, they put me in a cell, and they're like, we'll get it figured out. We don't really think you belong here. And I'm like, duh.
Then let me go.
Jeez.
Yeah. And so when they let me out, like, not the next day, but the next morning, they were just like, oh, sorry. And I was like, I told you. And they're like, yeah, well, we have to have our investigators check it out. And, like, my mom had to bring proof up that, like, of my social. It was horrendous. Hmm.
Did you feel like somebody was trying to make you their jail wife at all ever?
I will say somebody actually offered to buy me underwear because they're like, you can't just be hanging out all, like, for 3 or 4 days. And I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
You can't take
scary.
A gift in jail, I hear, because if you take a gift, then you're theirs.
It was so scary. 19 years old, it was terrifying.
Oh,
like,
man.
Never been in trouble. And ever since then, like, if I even see a police officer for years, I would just, like, pull over and turn off my car and just, like, sit there till they pass. It was terrifying me. It was so awful.
Man.
And come to find out, it was just one number off of our social. Our names are spelled the same and the same birthday.
That's crazy.
Alexis, the mistaken convict. Thank you for the call. That was
wow.
Man. At least you got to experience jail, and you didn't do anything bad, so it's not on your record.
You just fine, never experiencing jail.
I'm trying to look at the positive.
No.
Yeah.
Take a tour.
A lot of people are really curious about what it's like to go to jail.
That's
it's not
that
bad.
Orange is the New Black. I'm sure it's exactly like that.
Yeah.
They say it is, Kelly.
There you go.
Somebody, my wife actually talked to a corrections officer, and she works at a women's prison. She said it's actually very accurate.
Well, good.
Orange
okay,
is the New Black is.
And that's all.
Curiosity satisfied.
Yeah. And our boy Travis wants to do a little complaining before we go to break here for whatever Wednesday.
As long as it's not about us.
It's not about us. Travis, what irks you? What bugs you the most?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say real quick before I start, thank you guys for all you do. I've listened for about 20 years now.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually a Kids 2003.
Aww. Oh, look at you.
So it's been a little while since I've seen you, but I've definitely met you guys. So I am an assistant manager at a retail store. I sell shoes.
Yeah.
And I really hate it when people come in 15 minutes before we close and, like, you know, destroy the entire store.
Yep.
Because it makes me stay there for like an extra half an hour to 45 minutes just to clean up.
Put up their shoes, and they probably didn't even buy anything.
Yeah. I know we talk a lot about
exactly.
Waiters and waitresses having to deal with the bad tipping, but people in retail have to deal with the late arrivers that completely destroy
the store. We don't even get tips.
And you don't even get tips, Travis. Yeah, you're right about that, buddy. You have
But you get to deal with those beautifully smelling feet all day long.
New shoes smell good, though.
New shoes
Your
do
shoes
smell
got
good.
Got that good smell on it. I'll go take a deep sniff.
Well, glad everything's working out for you, Travis, as far as your health is concerned. You sound awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I'm doing great. Thank you, guys.
Good, man. Good.
Pleasure, man. Have a wonderful day. You keep working hard, buddy. Good to talk to you. Fun whatever Wednesday right there. Interesting. Especially Alexis is getting arrested for mistaken identity.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we got three members of the show that are trying to date right now.
You're not one of them, are you?
I'm not.
Okay.
No.
Making sure.
Kelly is
I'm
married.
I date my husband.
JC, I'm dating my wife. So good. I'm married. I'm good. But Big Al, you've been trying to date a little bit.
I've been sticking my toe back in the dating pool.
Uh-huh. So far, it's been on and off here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll
see. Trying.
We'll see. We'll see.
Jenna, she's still talking to Dewan.
If this isn't the one, I know nothing about life.
So that's how that's going
right
now.
If this doesn't go well, I'm out for a while.
And then part-time Justin, you've been dipping your toe into the dating pool.
I sure have. I've been going on dates left and right, getting meals paid for, you know.
Look at you, sir.
But just kidding. I actually met someone off of Bumble, and I'm a little bit nervous to talk about this because, like, there's a lot of emotions going on right now. I know.
What do you mean a lot of emotions?
I don't know if this is the one, but, I mean, things are going pretty well, so hopefully I don't ruin it.
Now, this is not the dude that you thought you were going to see and you were at the wrong house, and then you ended up going back to that same house.
Yes, correct. This is not the same one. Yeah, that happened, and I said I really wasn't looking for anything, but, you know, maybe something happened. I don't know. But I had no faith in the Bumble app, Kelly. I did not believe in it, but somehow this match happened, and we had our first date about, like, 2 weeks ago. We go to brunch. We spend the whole day together. I'm balling out. I'm paying for brunch. I'm paying for movie tickets. I'm paying for coffee. I'm buying clothes. Like, your boy was just, you know,
you bought him clothes.
No, I bought myself clothes. Okay. But, I mean, but, you know.
First of all, Justin buying dinner and stuff, my man.
I know.
You're growing up.
That's why I got money. He's been taking all ours.
Will you buy me breakfast?
Save it up for the significant other. So the first date went so well, we had planned on a second date later that week.
Great.
On a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And between that first date and the second date, you know, Hulu wanted some money. Student loans wanted some money.
Yeah.
Two of my credit cards wanted some money. The electric bill came in and collected too. And so Thursday came in and I had $20 in my account.
Right.
And it was a date planned. We were going to a museum. We were going to get lunch. Who knew that you had to pay for parking?
Now, Justin, let me ask you this. How do you guys determine who in your relationship who pays?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, too. People are like, if two gay guys go on a date, how do you figure out who pays? It's usually whoever initiated the date, whoever asked. You know?
Okay, gotcha.
I invited him to brunch. He said yes, so I paid for it.
Gotcha. It'll be on him.
Huh? You would think so. The whole day? I don't know. I don't want to assume that he's going to pay for everything. I just want to make sure that, like,
we could money to pay me back for the date.
Oh, okay, cool. Good to know about that one. So I have $20 in my account, and parking is like $25.
It's
the worst.
I forgot how much I had, and so they're like, that'll be $25, sir. And I give him my card, and I get declined right there at parking.
You're not even about to call
me. And he goes, that's weird. That's happened to me too. He goes, here, take my card. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I take his card, and we pay for parking. I'm driving.
So you still got your $20.
We paid for parking. He paid.
Yeah, he paid.
Oh, man.
He paid, and then
we go into the museum, and I know I can't afford to get in the museum. So I'm like texting my mom. I was like, Mom, our accounts are linked up. Can you please give me some money? And she goes, yeah, I got you. Okay, so she texts me, yes. And so we go into the museum, and I'm looking at my account, waiting to see those numbers show up, and I'm not seeing it. And so I'm hiding like a little bit. And I'm like calling my mom, and I'm like, okay, I need to call her real quick. He doesn't know who I'm talking to. I'm just on my phone frantically.
You're just like whispering. Uh-huh. You're trying to make sure he doesn't hear anything.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I need to talk to my bank. And I'm like, Mom. And so I'm talking to my mom, and he goes, hey, Justin, don't worry about it. I'm a first responder. We get him for free. And I'm like, cool. So,
yes! He knew.
He didn't know. He was just letting me know that I didn't have to pay.
His ticket was paid.
Yeah, both of ours were.
Both
of ours were.
You came in a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Uh-huh.
And then...
you still need money for lunch.
I know. So this is where it gets bad. So then we go get...
It's bad now?
Yeah, I know, right? So we go get drinks a place close to my house. So we walk over. And he's like, oh, I love jalapeno margaritas. So we just start getting jalapeno margaritas. And I'm thinking it's happy hour, so these won't be as much. And then they put the menu out in front of us. Margaritas are $10 and $2 upcharge for a flavor. And he likes jalapenos. So these... We are both four margaritas in each already at this point.
Oh, man.
And so I'm looking... I'm doing the math, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, 10, 10, 10. Oh, my
12,
God.
12,
because I added the jalapeno, too. And I was like, I need to go to the restroom real quick because he was getting ready to go, like, wrap up the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would love to pay for this. I would love to pay for it, but I think we're going to split it because, this tab's a little bit big. So I need to make sure I have enough in my account
to at least go
split. So I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I run to the bathroom. I call my bank account.
Mom.
I'm like, Mom, I'm in the bathroom. And she goes, okay, babe, what do you need? And she goes, and I'm like, I'm on this date. And she goes, you're on a date? I'm like, yeah. And then she goes, oh, how's the date going? I'm like, it's going good. And I'm like, why are you whispering? And she goes, I don't know. Why are you whispering? I was like, because I'm on a date in the bathroom. And I can't let him know that I'm broke. And she goes, oh, okay. And then I was like, can I have some money? And then she goes, yeah, how much do you need? I was like, probably $60. And then she's like, $60? I'm like, yeah, $60. She goes, I just gave you $80 last week. And I was like, it's okay, Mom. Like, I get paid tomorrow. So you can just have all your money back. It's just a quick loan. She goes, okay, baby, I got you. I'm like, okay, Mom, I love you too. So I go
you
back.
You ever pay your mother back the honest?
Oh, I did. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Definitely. I did. I paid her back. So I get back, and he asked for the tab, and I'm like, do you want to split it or do you want to take it? And he goes, I don't care what you want to do.
Do you want to split it or do you want to take it? That's the way he did it.
I like how you worded it, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And he goes, I'll take it. So he takes the check, gets it all, and...
Now you got
$60. Yes, now I got $60 from my mama, and things are feeling good. And we've gone on so many other dates since then, and Kelly's met him.
Yes.
Yes. And...
How is
very
he?
Very nice. Well, I just very, very briefly. We didn't have a long conversation. It was like, hi, nice to meet you kind of thing.
Nice. Yeah. But everything's good. Everything's good. And I'm taking him to Alan's party.
Well, good.
Yes.
This weekend?
Maybe we'll get
this
to weekend. Talk then.
Hopefully, y'all definitely get to talk. But things are pretty cool, and I'm pretty happy right now. He's a good guy. My age. Life together.
Good job.
Good job. Yeah.
So you know you're broke?
No, he doesn't know. Until he listens to this, but he didn't know. He had no idea. I think I got away with the date clean of him not knowing how broke I was.
That's happened, I think, to everyone.
Happy to make a loan for love.
Yeah.
I've had a car decline before, many. But I've never had one like pulling up to park. Like,
What was the most embarrassing?
Al, your car just got declined for $4 popcorn.
But I was by myself, so it didn't matter. But I've had, like, sitting at the restaurant, and I didn't know. So normally, you kind of know. I did not know.
With me.
Yeah, that's right.
In Mexico. He stuck me with like a $300 dinner tab. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. But
I don't remember that either.
But wait, it was a family vacation.
Yes.
But we were at a Mexican restaurant, and the lady was really cool. She goes, you have another, she kind of shook her head. Do you have another car? You know, kind of trying not to let my dad know.
Yeah. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
And so she goes back to the waitress station. So I flip through my wallet like I got another card. And I go up to her and I'm like, hey, I can come right back with cash, but this is not going to happen like right now because I don't have $80, whatever the number was.
Mm.
And so she let me slide, though.
She did let me slide.
Yeah, for sure. But I've had it happen in some embarrassing situations over the years.
That happened to me at Taco Bell with my wife.
Oh, my.
At Taco Bell.
Before y'all married?
No, it was before we were married. We were just dating. That's where I was taking her because I was so broke.
She knew you were living in your truck.
Yeah,
so
she knew that I was homeless. I still cannot believe my wife dated me when I was homeless and couldn't even pay a...
She saw the potential.
That's real love. Yeah.
I had to take off the Mexican pizza off of my items, and then the guy let me have a bean and cheese burrito so that I would have something to eat. That guy I talk about seriously was a stud. Like, he let me have it.
Well, look at you now, though,
Mama. We made it.
You got a whole house and two kids.
My own bean burrito
and my own bean burritos. Yeah. And I do commercial for Taco Bell now.
Hey. Look at that glow up, boy.
So third date is on Saturday then.
Well, it'll probably be like our eighth or something like that.
8 days.
Oh, so man,
serious situation.
I know,
Justin, proud of you, buddy.
I know, and he's cute and he likes me.
Well, I hope so.
Well, play it cool, man.
I know.
Are you in love?
Chill. Nah, bro.
No.
And kind of get an idea how much you're going to spend before you go in there, you know, so you...
Nah, he's going with Kelly. So everything's going to be free.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.